My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jim Bishop wrote a book called The Day Christ Died. Jim Bishop's book contains a beautiful passage concerning and describing how Jews, the Jewish people, felt about the coming of the Messiah. The passage goes something like this, I quote, "The coming of the Messiah was a sweet national obsession. It was joy beyond imagining, happiness beyond belief. It was comfort for the weary farmer's bones as he lay in bed at night with his family waiting to sleep. It was the dream of every gray-haired person. It was the thing a small child looked at, a mountain of white clouds to see. It was the hope of Judea in chains. The Messiah was always the promise of tomorrow morning." And so, my dear brothers and sisters, when John the Baptist showed up at the Jordan River, people got excited. You know, the place where John began his mission was a shallow spot not far from the Dead Sea. And it was a popular crossing for caravans and travelers from all over the world by that time. It was a perfect place for people to meet and to exchange world news. And so it was an ideal place for John to begin his preaching and baptizing. John's message was simple and to the point. Turn away from your sins. Get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for Him. Before long, the news of John's activity reached the religious authority in Jerusalem. So they sent a delegation of priests and Levites to talk to John. The priest had a special interest in John because he was the son of a priest named Zachariah. In Judaism, my dear brothers and sisters, the only requirement for priesthood was heredity. If a man was descended from Aaron, no one could stop him from functioning as a priest. The priest in Jerusalem, therefore, was especially concerned about John and why he was behaving so strangely. And so when the delegation of priests arrived, they got right down to business and asked John, "Who are you?" John knew what was on their minds, so he said, "I am not the Messiah." "If you are not the Messiah," the priest said, "who are you? Are you a prophet? Or are you Elijah?" My dear brothers and sisters, this seems like a strange question to us. But we must remember that Elijah is the prophet who at the end of his life was taken to heaven in a fiery chariot. And many Jews believed Elijah would appear when it was time for the Messiah to come. You know, even today, some Jews place an empty chair for Elijah at the Passover table. They pray that this will be the year when Elijah will reappear to announce the coming of the Messiah. But John said flatly that he was not the same person who was taken to heaven centuries before a fiery chariot. "Are you a prophet then?" they asked again. John answered, "No, I am not the prophet in the sense that Jeremiah and Ezekiel were prophets." "Who are you then?" they asked. John replied by quoting the prophet Isaiah, "I am the voice of someone shouting in the desert, 'Make a straight path for the Lord to travel.'" My dear brothers and sisters, to appreciate John's word about making a straight path for the Lord, we must remember that few ancient roads were not paved with gravel or stone. Most ancient roads were simple mud paths. When a king planned to visit a certain town of his kingdom, he sent an advanced man ahead of him to have the people fill up mud holes and strengthen out the path. Another thing the advanced man did was to instruct the people in the proper protocol for receiving the king. And concerning the protocol for receiving the king, John says, "Turn away from your sins and be baptized." And so, my dear brothers and sisters, we may rephrase John's complete message this way: "I am not the Messiah, but I am the Messiah's advanced man. Get ready for his coming." John does what every religious leader ought to do. He turns attention away from himself and focuses it to Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, that's what the church does during Advent. It focuses our attention on Jesus. The church acts as his Advent man and tells us that Jesus is coming. Finally, it explains to us how to prepare for his coming. My dear brothers and sisters, the coming of Jesus that the Advent season talks about is not only his coming in history, which we celebrate at Christmas, but also his final coming at the end of history. Matthew says of his final coming, I quote, "When the Son of Man comes as king, he will sit on his royal throne, and the people of all the nations will gather before him. Then he will divide them into two groups, just as a shepherd separated the sheep from the goats. The king will say to the people of his right, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, come and possess the kingdom. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the message of today's readings is this. John is not the Messiah. He is the Messiah's advanced man. John tells us how to prepare for the coming of Jesus. And the coming of Jesus for us is not just his coming into history as our Savior, but also his coming at the end of history as our judge. Amen.